Some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. This is the show that talks about the natural organic approach. We're going to talk about it at a seminar Tuesday night here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Coppell for people in the industry, contractors, greenhouse people, golf people, people in the retail business that want to get into organics or get more up to date on some of the current things that we're learning about and having some really good success with. It's free. It's for people in the industry, homeowners really want to come. I don't see that there's any problem with that, but it might even be better to ask your landscape contractor or gardener or whatever to come to the event in Coppell, 6 o'clock Tuesday night. And the information is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. You do need to call. Let us know you're coming so we need make sure we have a seat available for you. I'll have my book, Organic Management for the Professional, available there, or somebody will, if you are interested in it. If you have books that you like signed, just bring those along. That'd be fine as well. And one of the things we're going to talk about a lot is weed control, turf issues, and things like that. That's where the only difficult part. The rest of it is actually a piece of cake. The fertilizing, the organic spraying, the soil building, the planting trees properly and all that. Everything there works a lot easier and a lot better than the toxic chemical approach. Weed control is where there's still some uneasiness and a thought that we're not using all the technology has to offer. There's more and more good products that fit into the natural organic approach, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. Some are being marketed as organic that aren't, and we're going to be talking about that and probably doing a newsletter on the whole thing. But there's also some new products that look great. There's a liquid product that can be used on existing turf during the growing season and kill weeds and not hurt the turf. It's called Halo, and it's a liquid. And then there's a dry product that's been around longer, and we've got even more proof about it. I started mentioning it briefly at the end of the last hour, but I want to take just a little bit more time here before we go back to the phones. It is a selective herbicide or natural organic herbicide. It's a dry product. Its active ingredient is cinnamon, and potassium bicarbonate is the main carrier in the product. I think there's some other herbs in it as well. But let me tell you how great this stuff is. I first used it, and I'll show photographs of this Tuesday night. I first used it in my backyard when I had become lazy and let false strawberry take over the St. Augustine grass. Unfortunately, I used to plant false strawberry. I thought it was a pretty little ground cover, and it is, but it is the most invasive thing in the world in some respects. It'll spread by stolons and rhizomes, and it'll also spread by seed that scatter all over the place. Well, anyway, the backyard at our place became almost solid false strawberry. You could see grass, but the false strawberry was there at least as much. And this product came along. It was called the Garden Weasel Crabgrass Control at first. The young fellow that came up with it sold it to the Garden Weasel people. Their business model was that they buy a bunch of companies and then they let a large percentage of them go back to the people they bought them from. So he ended up with it back and changed the name to Agrilawn, A-G-R-A-L-A-W-N, Agrilawn Crabgrass Killer. He kept that part of it because that's what it was originally developed for. Well, as I have spoken around the state and talked to people, contractors, and worked with this product myself, it has become real apparent that this product will con- control almost all problem broadleaf weeds and grassy weeds in turf and doesn't hurt the turf. Now, how it tells the difference, I don't have the slightest idea how it is selective as it is, but it is. And the one that a lot of people say there's just no cure for, it's a terrible weed and taking over the world, and it is all over the United States. This stuff will control Virginia buttonweed, and it'll control it beautifully. The way you use it is you wet the area, and there's one thing about it. It's now available in bags, so it's more cost-effective. It used to just be available in these shaker cans, and the shaker can had holes in the top of it that were too big, in my opinion. So I would put it in something where I could dust it out. I used a dusting miser or something that puffed it out in a much more fine textured dusting rather than clumpy. And so what you do is you wet the turf area, you dust this stuff out, and then you stand back and fold your arms and watch. And what happens is the weeds turn yellow. Well, the whole thing turns yellow at first, and that's probably the fact that it's got turmeric and some other things in it. The cinnamon may do that as well. But anyway, it turns yellow first, and then all of a sudden the weeds start turning black, and they die. I have seen just a little bit of yellowing of St. Augustine grass, but it just snaps right back. In some cases, it doesn't even yellow the turf up, but it kills the weeds, including Virginia buttonweed. So if you haven't tried that yet, do. It's best to use probably once the grass is growing, but it'll probably kill some of the winter weeds, something we haven't experimented with a whole lot. It'll kill some of the winter weeds, and you don't have to worry about the dormant summer weeds at all. You can also kill them by spraying right now while the summer weeds are dormant. You can kill the winter weeds with vinegar, with fatty acid products like Scythe, with orange oil products, one called Burnout, one called BioSafe. There's a bunch of them that are available out there for this cleaning up of the turf with knocking out the winter weeds right now so they don't become a big problem in the late winter and early spring. To the phones, and the telephone number, by the way, is 866-444-3478. Rhonda is first up in Grand Prairie. Hello, Rhonda.
Hi, Howard. Yeah, I have a raised bed, and I have grass all in it and all the way around it. I have a cinder block to make the raised bed, but it's incredibly green and growing well.
Okay. What does the grass look like right now? Something like a rye or a fescue?
Exactly.
Okay, it's probably what's called rescue grass, which is closely related, but it's bigger and tougher. It could be those other things as well. What you can do is just what I was talking about there, Rhonda. You can use the vinegar or the fatty acid sprays and contact kill and spray them. The AgriLawn product might be worth trying in that area. You don't have to be careful working around your other grasses or anything, but you might have to be careful working around your vegetable crops. Do you have anything growing at this time?
I have garlic.
Just garlic coming up?
Yeah.
The contact sprays, the organic contact sprays will damage the garlic. So if you do that, you got to be really careful to cover them up somehow or just be really precise in your spraying. The AgriLawn product might be worth trying in this case because it won't hurt the garlic at all.
I will definitely try that. Now, at any height of the garlic, can you cut off and eat in your salad?
Oh, you bet. You sure can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can cut the foliage off any time, but the only risk is if you cut the foliage off to eat it now, you're going to take away a little bit of the food production from the plant and the development of the size of the garlic bulbs. So just don't overdo it. What's a lot of times a better way to go is to pull up the entire small garlic plants and eat the whole plant rather than just cutting some foliage off. But if you don't overdo it, just cut off a leaf here and a leaf over there and a leaf over yonder, then that won't hurt your crop, and you can go ahead and enjoy some garlic now.
I pulled up some garlic last week, and it was just one. It was a bulb the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, that's called a round. And the rounds are usually produced from the little golden nuggets that grow on the bottom of the garlic bulb. They're called bulblets. In the second year, they'll turn into garlic cloves. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Ron and I were talking about weeds, and that is a popular subject, it seems, these days. I wanted to keep her around and talk about a couple more things. Ron, are you still with us?
Yes.
One of the things that I wanted to bring up specifically, and in your case it might work, are these weeds that you already have in your bed, are they already really tall, like 5 or 6 inches tall, or are they still pretty short?
No, they're 5 or 6.
Okay. Well, this may or may not work great, but it'd be worth trying, and it'd be good for other weed situations. Anyway, there's a tool that is just an absolutely wonderful tool in the organic weed control program that's not used nearly enough, and it's called a stirrup hoe. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I am, but I haven't been able to find it since you talked about it, I think, last week.
Well, if you call around to the organic nurseries, the nurseries, garden centers around that sell organic products, they tend to carry that hoe, and I would think that a lot of the hardware stores would have it as well. It's not real uncommon, but like you say, it's not everywhere. You can buy it online, too. You can buy it mail order. For people who don't know what we're talking about, it has a metal attachment on the end of a wooden pole, just like a regular hoe, but the metal attachment looks like a stirrup, looks like a metal version of a stirrup for a saddle for riding horse, and it swivels. It swivels just a little bit. It swivels a couple of inches, and you put it on the ground, and you kind of go back and forth with it, and the energy that it creates with that swiveling makes it real easy to just slide through the soil and cut under the weeds. Now, it's easier to do when they're shorter weeds and just getting going. When you let them get too tall, you may have to use the organic herbicides and sprays that we talked about. But I would recommend to you and to everybody to get one of the stirrup hoes. It is a great tool. I use mine a lot. It's good in beds. It's great in gravel areas where you have weed popping up, and just terrific. Very, very easy to use if you use it right. Some people try to chop with it instead of doing that little motion back and forth, but the chopping doesn't work very well. But the moving, the sliding it back and forth, it really doesn't take much energy at all. It just takes kind of getting into a rhythm with it.
I was observing my neighbor's yard, and they have fire ants. So I went over there and poked in it and got them active. So use the liquid fire killer?
Well, if you want to treat the individual mounds, you can use the mound drench, which is basically Garrett juice with 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon in it. You could use spinosad on the individual mounds.
I think the mound drench works better than the spinosad.
Well, I like it. But you could also just put out dry molasses or get them to do it. Put out dry molasses all over the whole place, and they'll slowly just vanish, just go away.
Beneficial nematodes.
Beneficial nematodes would be great also. If they're active, the beneficial nematodes are fine, even though it's in the winter.
That is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Talk to you later. And we have an open line now at 866-444-3478. Charlotte in Mount Vernon, Texas, I assume, Charlotte?
Yes, Mount Vernon, Texas.
I'm from Pittsburgh, right down the road.
I knew that, so I knew you would know about, I'm going to call you sometimes about my clay soil here, but but today I was calling about garlic. When I was growing up, my granddad had what I remember to be a huge clump of garlic. I'm thinking that it's probably 3 or 4 feet in diameter, the big clump.
Mm-hmm.
And he never replanted it. It was always there. And it grew in the summer. It would be 3 or 4 feet tall. And when it would bloom, those blooms in the top would be, round like a tennis ball, about that size, would be purple.
Uh-huh.
And I have looked and looked for something that would be like that. And all the garlic that I find, it'll bloom like that, but it doesn't, it's not continuous. You don't just leave it out there and always have garlic. Do you know if that was garlic or something else?
Well, it's probably like you hear garlic. Mike and I talk about garlic a lot on the show, probably if you're a regular listener. And the garlic that we have, he thinks, and I pretty much agree with it, that it's probably a cross, but it's probably more of a leek than a garlic, and that means it's called elephant garlic, and that's probably what you had. The elephant garlic tends to have that great big decorative flower ball. Regular garlic has kind of an ugly flower that opens up and shoots a few things here and there. It doesn't have that real pretty big symmetrical flower head.
I see.
They have almost identical taste, and I think the food quality and the medicinal value is the same, but they're a little bit different plants. They're both alliums, but, of course, but probably what you're talking about is elephant garlic or leeks, a form of leek. And if you look for elephant garlic in the places, mail order places that sell garlic, I bet you'll get something very similar to what you're looking for.
Okay. Well, I'll try that. It's just one of those things I think about, reminisce about my granddad's garlic.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Any garlic will tend to stay there forever if you don't pull it all up. If you leave any of it in the ground at all, it'll tend to perennialize pretty well. It's just that elephant garlic does it a little better. We have some cloves to give to new members of the Organic Club of America from time to time that come from my garlic, so that's another possibility. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And one of the things I was talking with Charlotte off the air there about joining the Organic Club of America, when we have seed available and you request them. We've got a couple of different ones. The garlic bulbs are one that I don't have a lot of right now. I have very little. We'll have more when we harvest the next garlic crop. And maybe Garlic Mike would have some extra corms around. He's got a huge plantings of this same kind of garlic. But also we have seed available of inland sea oats. We've got a lot of that, and it's a neat plant, especially for erosion control and things like that. It's a native tall grass, very decorative. I love it. I've got it all over the place in our landscape gardens. And then the other one we've got a whole lot of that I don't think we've started giving out too much yet are Mexican buckeye seed. Mexican buckeye seed are little buckeyes about the size of a smallish marble. And they're great because they'll germinate 100%, grow into a little ornamental tree, usually multi-trunk kind of tree, and have real pretty flowers in the spring that bloom purple at a little bit different time than red buds do. So you extend your bloom in the spring, and then they will sometimes have spectacular yellow fall color. Not 100% reliable, but it's pretty good. It just depends on the weather and so forth. But the Mexican buckeye seed, inland sea oats, so you got a lot of those if you join the Organic Club of America. And hopefully in the future we'll have more of the corms for the little bubblets for the garlic. Let's see who's next. It'd be Danny in Bosque County. Hello, Danny.
Hey, morning, Howard. So I guess it's the morning for garlic questions.
Yeah.
We have some of the elephant garlic from my grandparents, which is hot. I mean, it's like horseradish.
Oh, really? Real spicy flavor, huh?
Oh, and so we grow it for that. And those blooms are the beautiful part. And they look like, we always talk about when you see the pictures from Russia, the tops of their buildings look like garlic cloves. You know, they're shaped like those garlic cloves or the blooms at the top.
Well, now, the garlic, the bloom that I have doesn't look like the top of a Russian building. It looks like a firework explosion going off.
Yeah, well, no, globe. These are the ones that, you know, go up and make the tight part at the top. So maybe it's not, I don't know what it is. But
that
anyway,
sounds like just regular garlic.
Well, but it's hot as heck. So okay. Last fall, we bought from that garlic store out of Colorado. We bought a bunch of different varieties, put them out. They've come up great over the winter since we've had such a mild winter. They look great. My question is, going forward, do we just need to leave them this year? Because there was, you know, just one little clove in each hole. Should we harvest them this year? Should we wait? If we harvest them, when?
Well, we'll harvest early summer when the top starts to first turn brown and starts to die back. You don't wait too long after that because the bulbs will start splitting apart underneath. When you planted them, did you plant cloves?
A single clove.
A single, okay. Well, you'll have a bulb with multiple cloves then from that. You get the round like we were talking about earlier on when you plant from the corm first.
The teeny little yellow thing.
Yeah, that grows on the bottom of the bulb. But if you planted cloves, you'll have a full bulb. And you just wait. We'll talk about it on the air when it's starting to happen, you know, in our garden and everything. And so people in our zone, it'll be about the same thing. It doesn't destroy them if you leave them in the ground too long. But the bulbs start coming apart, and they don't store quite as well as if you harvest them when they're still nice and tight. So
we do need to plan to harvest them this year and then just, save some and replant them?
Yeah, that's what you do. Just save some cloves to replant, plus the little corms that will be developing on the bottom of the bulb. A lot of them will break off and be in the soil, and you're going to have some coming back without doing anything.
Well, man, that's what we've had with this older strain of garlic.
Yeah.
But it was just so hot, we just wanted something a little bit sweeter, you know, and more garlic-like.
Sure.
So just wait until this spring, and then. But we do need to plan to harvest, and then you don't replant the corn, the new cloves at that time. Take everything out, and then leave, and then replant. Correct.
You can replant because some of them stay in the ground, and that's like replanting, you know. But the traditional way to do it would be to save them. And plant in October.
Okay. Now then, this new herbicide you're talking about, any good for KR Blue Stem?
KR Blue Stem may be the worst weed on earth. And I am guilty of planting it, specking it on landscape projects in the past because it was recommended to me by the Texas Highway Department. I don't know. I haven't tried it on that weed, Danny. That's something to try because if it would work, that would be a great kind of thing. I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, we have 2 acres of yard. We don't water. Most of it is a mix of Bermuda and buffalo grass. But we have a couple of spots that are growing with that KR Blue Stem, I think from the drought. You know, when everything died, but then that was able to kind of get a foothold in. And we don't have a lot of it, but we have a couple of areas that are, you know, pretty good, and I'm afraid they're going to grow. So I don't know. I didn't know if it would work on that. So maybe I can try that out.
Try it out, and you might want to get a gallon of this liquid product called Halo and try it also.
Wait till it's obviously growing before I do any of that.
The Halo, on that one for sure. As far as, probably on both of them because when they're dormant, I don't think either one of those products is going to help you much. The only thing that helps at that point is digging the stuff out. But
I'm sorry, go ahead.
One of the reasons it's such a terrible weed is it's just so ugly. It's not even pretty in the summer when it's, you know, actively growing. It's kind of an off green, brownish, you know, color that are real low growing except for the flower heads that bloom in the summer.
Well, it, the flower, the little flower spikes come back faster than Dallas grass. You know, you mow, and then it seems, you're right, it does. It seems to spread and open up, and then it leaves the center open and brown, and then it just keeps opening up and spreading out, and then those seed heads pop up.
Yeah.
Okay, Howard. Well, I appreciate the help on the garlic. Like I said, ours is so hot. It's horseradish hot, but those blooms are sure pretty.
Okay. Well, I may have to get a start from you on the hot stuff. I kind of like that. So maybe we can swap out.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Howard.
All right.
Always
see you later.
Show. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Let's go to our friend Maggie, Betcha, in Fort Worth. Hey, Maggie.
How are you?
Doing good.
I found one of those stirrup tools at Home Depot.
Did you? Well, that's a good tip for somebody. There's one of those fairly close to everybody out there. Was it a decent quality one?
It does seem to have been.
Okay.
I forget the brand on it, but it was a name that it's not like all the rest of their tools, but it's a wooden handle and a steel tool blade. And I think it was $20 to $30.
Yeah. They're good tools. Have you already had a chance to use it?
I do when the weeds are small. Once they get out of my control, that doesn't work too much. It depends on what it is.
When they get real big and, real succulent, it's not too good. But, boy, when they're low growing, it is terrific. And it's fast. It knocks them out completely.
I tend to use my favorite tool is a small handheld mattock versus the longer one.
Uh-huh.
And that works kind of doing the same thing, but it is a heavier weight. So it chops more effectively for me.
I tell you another tip that's at another store, another chain store. It's called Tractor Supply. You know, they're, I guess, all over the country.
I get my dog food there.
Yeah. They have a line of tools, and I can't tell you the name of them. We met the people a couple of years ago, and boy, I wish we could have worked something out with them to talk about them all the time. And I don't mind giving them a free plug at all because they're so great. They're actually the metal part of the tools is made out of old plow discs, and apparently that steel in making those things is extremely high quality steel. And the one I like is, like you're saying, a Maddox type of a hoe. You know, it's thin. The width is 2 inches or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's about 6 inches in its curve because it's the curve of the plow disc. And it stays sharp really well. It's lightweight. The one I got has a fiberglass handle, so it's a real lightweight hoe. And it is just a delightful tool to use. It's just so easy to use.
I'll take a look for that and report back.
Okay. Thank you for the tip.
Okay.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. Philip is in St. Joe, Texas. Hello, Philip.
Yes, sir, Howard. How are you?
Doing well.
Great. A question. Why would you put shredded tree trimmings with chip tree trimmings?
Why would I put them together?
Right, exactly.
I'm not sure where the question's coming from. Did I say I was doing that?
Yeah, at about 9:30.
Okay. The shredded tree trimmings come from a different machine than the chips do. It's
exactly.
two different kinds of machinery that the tree trimming companies use. The one that chips, it's got a big old metal thing that goes round and round and round, and it just knocks off chips. It looks like great big sawdust. That is an okay mulch to use. It just won't stay in place as easily or as well as the one that's shredded. The one that's shredded, the machine is kind of a munching action, and it just crushes and smushes and shreds the material, and that gives you a lot better top dressing mulch. I don't know why I would have said it'd be good to mix them together. It's okay, but it's not anything I would do by design on purpose.
Well, what if you put them together to compost?
Oh, it'd be fine. Because, see, they're basically the same material. They just have a different structure the way they're ground up. But as far as the quality of what I talk about as the main point, a mixture of protein and carbon in the mulch, you got the same with a chipped product as with a munched and shredded product.
Okay, but wouldn't it take longer for the shredded to decompose?
No, be actually the other way around, because the shredded tends to be shattered more and have more surface area than the chip does. And so the microbes can break it down quicker. I'm going to have to run. Let me put you on hold if you had something else for me, and we will take calls when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Don't go away.
XO Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor eliminator air freshener. It's non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try XO Odor Neutralizer. XO has an exclusive offer just for Dirt Doctor listeners. An 8-ounce pump spray and a 16-ounce refill bottle for only $19.98 with free shipping. Go to exocorp.com/dirtdoctor or call 800-442-9696.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's programs works better, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. We need your support. Go to TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org to donate. Stop the broad-scale use of toxic chemical pesticides and fertilizers. Donate at TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org today. That's TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org. Again, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, just a reminder to everybody once again about our dog. The SPCA, the Dallas SPCA dog this week is a really cool looking dog. He's an Airedale Terrier, 2.5 years old. His name's Danny, and he just looks like he'd be a great pet for somebody. Thanks to everybody for helping with Gary and Chip in the past. Jeremy, though, is still waiting for a home. If you just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button there, you'll see them. And once again, if you've got a couple days, if you still want to, if you've got any interest in attending the seminar we're going to have in Coppell, Texas, on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, I'll be doing a talk and spending a fair amount of time on new products and new techniques and new things that are there after covering the basic stuff for people that might not know about all that yet. And kind of concentrating on the weed thing. A lot of new weed products out there. Some have been around for a while. They're still fairly well kept secrets. And some are starting to come on the market. It, as I've talked about, it is growing pretty fast now, the interest in coming up with something that is a natural organic pest control. And so we'll cover some of those things and cover some of the procedures and all that are going on in Howard's garden. One of the things that a lot of my friends and people, their listeners and readers of the column and everything have been asking me about lately, which I was delighted to hear, is what to plant, what kind of new trees to plant. And I've got some recommendations. They're a little bit different because some of the trees that we're recommending now are not only a little bit unusual, but they're one of them especially is real fast growing. I've recommended to a couple of my golf buddies just recently this Mexican sycamore, and it's becoming available. I was kind of glad to hear that some of the growers have gotten into it. I think what they're seeing is they're learning how tough it is and how fast growing it is. It looks like very close in appearance. If you're just looking real quickly, looks very similar to our American sycamore, But it's the Mexican sycamore. It's one of those trees that I guess people hear that name and they think, well, that wouldn't be hardy up here. But it's very hardy. It's been grown north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area very successfully. It was pretty popular in Houston. I think that one of the growers down there, Tree Search Farm, I believe is the name of it, was instrumental in recommending it and making it available down there. But it's incredibly fast growing. Bob Webster has one in his parking lot of the Shades of Green down there in San Antonio, their wonderful organic nursery down there. And it's just growing so fast, it's unreal. He advises people to be a little bit careful the first 2 or 3 years in that it can dry out and get stressed a little bit easier than some of the other native trees that we recommend. But you don't need a huge amount of water, just a little bit more care to get it going. And once it's established, it's pretty drought tolerant. It fits right into the natural organic approach and the native trees and well-adapted trees that we recommend. The leaves are bigger than American sycamore. They're really big, and they're also more distinctive because they have very dramatically white, fuzzy backs on the leaves. One of my buddies yesterday said he wasn't interested in having it because it had flaky bark like a regular sycamore. No, I kind of like that. I like exfoliating trees. Some of my favorite ones are paper bark maple and the Parodia that I have, the Persian ironwood, is a tree that will grow all across the country, as will the paper bark maple. Two of my favorite trees to recommend on a wide scale, and they both have beautiful exfoliating bark. The paper bark maple more so than the Parodia. But the sycamore does. It does have the bark that sloughs off. So if you don't like that, don't plant it. I think it's fine. The other trees that I think people ought to look at in general over there, and we're trying to come up with more and more plants that when people hear me from coast to coast and border to border, there's a fairly good chance that those things will grow in a wide area, wide range, and those will. The other one that I'm curious how far north it would go is the maple that we have for our zone 7 and 8. I don't think there's any problem in either one of those zones and probably can go north of that. It's a maple called Big Tooth Maple. It's native to Texas. Down south of Texas, there's a park that has it growing that's just spectacular. It's called Lost Maples Park, and it is great. We have pictures of it in the travel section of my website on dirtdoctor.com. But you can also just go to the library at dirtdoctor.com and look at Big Tooth Maple. Got a lot of shots of the different fall colors that it has. Very substantial, thick leaves that don't get a lot of cosmetic damage during the summer, even if it's a hot, terrible summer. So it's a good one for you to try. Well, next week we'll talk more about trees and gardening and organic things and how to use herbicides and pest control products that aren't toxic and work great. I've enjoyed being with you very much. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you next time.